FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Donald Trump is the presumptive GOP nominee, but that hasn't stopped some people from going ahead with plans to try and stop him. But now the chairman of the RNC is asking them to stop.
On Thursday, Trump met with Speaker of the House Paul Ryan and other GOP congressional leaders to try to find a common message. That's beside the point, says Mitt Romney, GOP candidate from 4 years ago, who's leading an effort to find a third-party conservative to run for president. On CBS's Face the Nation, Republican Party Chairman Reince Priebus, who brokered the meetings Trump had with elected GOP leaders Thursday, asking Romney, for the sake of the party, to give up the effort.
This is a suicide mission. It is not right. I think what people should do is take the Paul Ryan approach, which is to work with Donald Trump and find out whether or not there's common ground.
Bob Costantini on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Hillary Clinton has the delegates. Bernie Sanders has the momentum as tomorrow's Democratic primary in Kentucky approaches. Both Democratic candidates are hoping for a victory.
Both Democratic presidential candidates are making a last-minute push to sway voters as Tuesday's primary inches closer. Kentucky was a Clinton stronghold during the 2008 primary, but Sanders has won the last few primary contests over Clinton, most recently West Virginia and Indiana.
Correspondent Mary Maloney. As expected, late-night rides on Metrorail are coming to an end. Metro says the system will close at midnight every night starting May 29th. The system has remained open till 3 a.m. on Friday and Saturday nights, but the earlier weekend closures will help Metro launch its year-long maintenance plan. The Montgomery County Council is expected today to reject the county executive's request to give county employees a two-step pay raise.
Originally, Ike Leggett proposed giving county employees a two-step pay increase in the fiscal year 2017. When that was rejected, Leggett renegotiated the deal and postponed the second step increase until next year. Council President Nancy Florine doesn't expect the council to approve his request.
While this may ruffle a few feathers, we think this helps us stay on the path to sustainability.
She says employees will still get a nearly 5% raise.
We feel that we've done a good job by our employees.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
As we get closer to Memorial Day, the summer home buying season will also start heating up, especially in one local community.
If you're looking to get the most for your money, you may want to look at homes in Prince George's County. Andrew Strock with Metropolitan Regional Information Systems says the county has become increasingly attractive for young couples and families looking to buy.
Their recovery lagged the rest of the market, so their prices are still significantly below what it was at peak. But now, with more millennials coming into the market, PG is definitely a desirable area for them to live.
And he says while the numbers show it's a seller's market, there is plenty of inventory to help buyers secure the right deal. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Verizon and two striking unions will try tomorrow to get things moving again at the bargaining table following meetings with Labor Secretary Thomas Perez. The unions represent about 39,000 Verizon workers in the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast who haven't had a contract since last August. Less than a month after California raised the legal age for buying cigarettes to 21, a coalition of groups says it is now ready to put a measure on the November ballot to raise the cigarette tax in California by $2 a pack. And Democrats on the House Benghazi Committee are attacking the Republican chairman of the panel, accusing South Carolina's Trey Gowdy of ignoring statements by his own former lawyer indicating that the U.S. military acted properly on the night of the deadly 2012 attacks in Libya. Maryland Congressman Elijah Cummings says Gowdy has damaged the committee's credibility beyond repair. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,535, the NASDAQ at 47,18. Sports, the Marlins top the Nationals, the Tigers, and the Orioles' seven-game winning streak. WMAL News Time 604 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Depend on WMAL for the latest on traffic.
Roundabout where you're going to find delays, but we'll get you around.
Each morning, Jamie Whitten gives you everything you need to know. Every 10 minutes, first on the 5.
That'll get you around the problem.
Mornings on WMAL.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
If you're even thinking about replacing your home's air conditioner in the next few years, check this out. The Right Now special from Snell Heating and Air gives you a chance to save big, avoid frustration, and beat the rush. Right now really is the best time to call Snell at 703-450-6300. When it gets scorching hot, that's the worst time to do it. But right now, you can make a smart decision, and you can save a boatload. up to $2,475 installed by my stand-up guys. We've been showing folks for years how to battle high energy bills and to protect their family's comfort. So beat the rush right now and book your appointment today.
703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Get your carpets clean for $39 per room. Book at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Route 7 right now, definitely our hot spot. Eastbound 7 with lanes closed because of the overturned vehicle involved in the crash. This is going to be after Colvin Run Road, but before you get to Beulah Road. Now, police do have a detour set up in place at Faulkner Drive, but getting there, everyone's just at a standstill. So before you get caught in the mess, you might want to think about some of your alternates. You could get off at Baron Cameron, take Hunter Mill Road from there or Wheelie Avenue down toward the toll road. Westbound Route 7, if you're heading in the westbound direction, you're okay. Your travel lanes are open. For 66, let's get the ride in through Manassas Centerville. It's the stop and go. Northbound 28, signal light delays pushing up through to I-66. North on Interstate 95, Virginia. Northbound past 610, the crash was along the left side. For Maryland 95, good. Between both beltways, I have no troubles reported. 270 volume through Urbana and down past 109. Traffic up. Update brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue. Great tasting barbecue is what Dickie's is all about. Meats smoked low and slow over hickory wood, home style sides. Kids eat free on Sunday, and they cater for just a few or a few hundred. Find the nearest Dickie's or get a free catering quote at Dickie's.com. They speak barbecue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hey, anticipating a dry start to the new week with some clouds in with clear sky, partly to mostly cloudy through the day, up to 67 on a west breeze. Just below normal by a few. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 33 in Stafford, 39 in Gaithersburg, 45 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dickie's Barbecue. This is not the way to make baseball fun again. Toronto and Texas in an on-field brawl. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Good morning. It's 6:07 right here on WMAL. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Coming up, 7:05, Joe DiGenova joins us. We'll ask him to react to what Trey Gowdy said right here last week about the Benghazi investigation and how the Pentagon is stonewalling. At 8:05, Gerard Robinson, former Virginia Secretary of Education, about how school boards across the country have to react to the president's transgender policies now. And at 8:35, Jennifer Donnellan, she's a reporter for ABC 7, talk about your privacy concerns and your Fitbit. That's right. Everyone's watching. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
All right, there's a story in the New York Times came out over the weekend, and I'm just going to read the headline for you. You get a sense of what it's all about. You knew this was going to come. Crossing the line, how Donald Trump behaved with women in private. Here's the subheadline. Interviews reveal unwelcome advances, a shrewd reliance on ambition, and unsettling workplace conduct over decades. It's a titillating read. Has things that quote women who have known Donald Trump in private settings and have some things that are rather unflattering to say about him. I'll just leave it there. If you want to read it, it's there. What's interesting is what happened this weekend when Reince Priebus, the chairman of the Republican Party, was asked about this by Chris Wallace on Fox News Sunday. Take a listen.
They're saying that he has mistreated women over the years.
What I'd say is, you know, we've been working on this primary for over a year, Chris, and I've got to tell you, I think that all these stories that come out, and they come out every couple weeks, people just don't care. I think people look at Donald Trump and say, and Hillary Clinton, and say, who's going to bring an earthquake to Washington, D.C.? I think the bigger issue when we make these judgments about people are, you know, whether or not individuals are throwing stones in glass houses. And when people are hypocrites, obviously that's when these stories have an impact. But I don't think Donald Trump and his personal life is something that people are looking at and saying, well, I'm surprised that he's had girlfriends in the past. That's not what people look at Donald Trump
I think
traditional playbook and analysis really don't apply.
Well, do you agree with that? Do you agree when Reince Priebus says
all these stories that come out, and they come out every couple weeks, people just don't care?
Well, 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Does this matter to you? I'd like to know your opinion about this, because you're the people, a lot of people out there listening to this program have been supportive of Donald Trump. And a lot of people who are conservative take moral issues very seriously. So does this bother you? And I'm going to just go on record. I think Reince Priebus is right about this, Larry. And I'm reminded of the story about David Letterman. Remember when David Letterman got into that little mini scandal where he was having a relationship with someone in his office, an intern in his office while he was married, or while he was in a very significant relationship. And, well, I guess he was married, and I thought, wow, that's a big hit for Dave. And Dave just came out and said, exactly, you know, here's a little secret. I'm going to tell you some things straight from the shoulder. Yes, I have had sex with people that I work with. And then that was the end of that. And I thought, well, that's interesting. I wonder what the reaction will be. Will there be blowback? Will people walk away from Dave Letterman? And the interesting thing was, no, they really didn't in any significant way. And it was explained to me by someone who knows this guy, understands this kind of stuff far better than I do, that, look, we all knew Dave was sort of a cad. We knew he was sort of a jerk. It's part of what Letterman was all about. He was sort of we knew that about him, that he was just sort of that guy. If it had been Jay Leno, who has sort of a more squeaky, clean reputation, it would have been incredibly damaging. So, I mean, what do we know about Donald Trump? We know that Donald Trump was a playboy. Donald Trump played the field and was very open about it. So, and when you support Donald Trump, you'd made that decision knowing all that about him, and it didn't matter to you. So I think Reince Priebus is right. I think this will largely have no impact on the Donald Trump candidacy.
I think it depends. The media certainly get it. Well, okay, you don't think it's going to have an impact on the candidacy, but what about the media coverage? You think the media is going to...
I think there will be more of these kinds of stories, yes. And if you're a supporter of Donald Trump, you should be prepared for that.
Yeah, the media is going to keep pounding and pounding and pounding and pounding. And I don't think it's going to make much of a difference with this candidate, because it's not like Donald Trump has been running on family issues. He's not been running on, you know, the restoration of marriage and the concept of the family unit and all those things. He may believe in those things, by the way. I'm just saying that's not what he's been running on. He hasn't said, make me your president and I'm going to bring traditional family values back into the culture.
No, he certainly has not.
No, and not that he's not capable of doing that. It just hasn't been what he's led with. Here's who it matters to. The idea of Donald Trump's past dalliances with multiple women and the idea that he was a bit of a playboy with a lot of different conquests behind him.
Mm-hmm.
You know who this matters to? It matters to Bill Clinton. This matters to Bill Clinton in a big way, because if these are now the rules and this is now what the media has decided to chart out as the territory of what they're going to investigate and focus on, well, where does that leave Bill Clinton? Because Hillary Clinton just revealed over the weekend that Bill will be in charge of revitalizing the American economy. And he'll be working shoulder to shoulder with new President Hillary Clinton in the White House, you know, co-presidency all over again. And if Bill Clinton is going to be her chief number one surrogate, and he's going to be the focus of her presidency, then if we need to worry about Donald Trump's past with women, then we need to worry about Bill Clinton's past with women. Because do you think that this town could handle the scandal of the first spouse in the middle of an affair during a presidency? This town will erupt. So we should screen Bill Clinton to make sure that he's going to be true to his wife.
All right, to the phone lines we go. Stephen Waldorf, start us off. You're on with Brian and Larry. Does this matter to you?
It matters to me because one of the girls in the article is a friend of mine. She is from the Baltimore, D.C. area, and she will be on Fox and Friends this morning to refute what the New York Times, how they misquoted her and twisted her words around. She has said for years he was nothing but a gentleman to her.
Hmm. And the New York Times has reported that in some way he was inappropriate with her?
Yes.
So you're telling me the New York Times is lying for political purposes to damage a conservative Republican?
Is the Easter Bunny real?
Yes. Okay. I sort of floated it out there across the plate for you, Steve.
Yeah,
but you're right.
That was a softball. Yeah.
Well, so now this is fascinating. So we'll keep an eye on that as this develops on television today, Steve.
She'll be on 6:45.
So you had a conversation with this woman, and she's pretty upset.
Yes, she is.
All right. So it only matters to you in that the media is lying about Donald Trump. But in general, I mean, even if some of these stories were true, do you think it would make a difference with the vote?
Oh, come on. compared to Bill Clinton. The only reason this was put out yesterday is because what he said about Clinton last week.
Yeah, you're probably right, Steve. I am looking forward to seeing all of the feminists and all of the liberal pundits who are going to be tutting and saying, this is so inappropriate. We couldn't have a cad like this in the White House, because they'll be the same people who defended Bill Clinton.
Yeah, who actually voted for a cad in the White House. More of your calls straight ahead. 1-888-630-WMAL. This story comes out. They're going to be probably more like it. Does this impact you in any way? Does it dissuade you from voting for Donald Trump? 888-630-9625. 1-888-630-WMAL.
It's 6:15. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5, Jamie Whitten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, serious crash on Route 7 has everyone stop still. If you're heading eastbound Route 7 after Colvin Run Road, but before you get to Beulah, nobody gets by. They're trying to divert some of the traffic off to Faulkner Drive. That's right before the closure. You get twisted around in some of those side roads there. If you think about this before you come inbound, plan for extra time after the Reston Parkway as you come up to Barron Cameron. Barron Cameron might be a good option for you. You could take Barron Cameron to either Hunter Mill Road, Wheely Avenue, down toward the toll road. 66, no troubles to report as you come in from the west as far as incidents, but delays, yes, are growing. 395, volume on the increase as well through Landmark. Heading in through town, DC 295. Boy, good start. This is great. Coming off of both the Baltimore-Washington Parkway and 50, I'm not seeing too much of a backup. Slowdowns begin near Eastern Avenue to head toward East Capitol Street. We'll take it. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloudy skies today with a high of 67 degrees. Tonight, cloudy. We might have a slight chance of rain shower overnight with a low of 52. And then tomorrow, count on some rain. Not a whole lot. Quarter inch, maybe half an inch of rain tomorrow with 58 degrees as tomorrow's high. Right now, 44 degrees. What is this, November? It's 6:17 on WMAO.
Yeah, all this rain. What is that all about? Well, we're talking about a story in the New York Times this weekend. It says, crossing the line, how Donald Trump behaved with women in private. We just heard from a guy who says that one of the women is going to refute what the New York Times has reported about her on Fox and Friends this morning. So apparently there's some concern that this story somehow twists the facts. But does it bother you? Because this is not the last story we're going to hear like this. William in Silver Spring, you're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Yeah, gentlemen, two things. Where was all this outrage in the New York Times when Bill Clinton was doing it for 8 years, or even the Washington Post? They just defended him.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, listen, that was just a one-off. It was a private affair. It was a personal thing that he had, you know.
Double standard when you have a D next to your name.
And there was no pattern. You know, it's not like a whole bunch of other women came out of the woodwork and claimed that Bill Clinton had done anything with them.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. No. Yeah, you're right. It's a good question. I think the rhetorical question, where was the New York Times during all of this? They were busy supporting Bill Clinton. And trying to attack Republicans at any chance that they had. And at least they're consistent. They're still trying to protect the Clintons and attacking Republicans.
DJ in Springfield, you're up next with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
I'm doing well. What do you think?
Hey, mate, the second to the last caller there to kind of underscore my point. I don't think that it's a matter of people don't care. I think this was expected. Look what they did to McCain. They loved him for all through the primary. And as soon as he became the Republican nominee, they opened up with all barrels, whether or not it was true.
Yep.
I mean, I expected this. They had a love fest with Donald, and now, they lie to make that point. And to the other point, would it matter to me at this point? No. It really wouldn't. I'm anybody but Hillary.
All right, DJ. Thank you for that. So let me just throw this out there to my conservative friends. And I'm a conservative, my fellow conservative friends. You know, I intend to make an issue as the election year goes on about Bill Clinton's awful behavior. I intend, as these stories pop up, I intend to talk about it and illustrate the fact that the idea of putting him in the White House could be a very dangerous thing, considering that his behavior, as far as any reports that I've heard, continues right now, and that he still has relationships. That's what I keep hearing from people and hearing in various corners of the media. So let me ask you, if Donald Trump is guilty, theoretically, if you believe any part of this New York Times article, and I think a lot of people do think, sure, he, as you just said, Brian, he was a playboy. He's got a past.
Yep.
I mean, let's face it.
It was no secret about
and
it.
He bragged about it on radio with
Howard Stern on a regular basis.
So have we conservatives lost the ability to criticize Bill Clinton for this kind of behavior without sounding like hypocrites. How do you do that? How do you criticize Bill Clinton for his behavior and Hillary Clinton for protecting him and enabling him without sounding like a hypocrite? If you're going to say, yeah, but if Donald Trump did it, it doesn't matter. I just want to know. I just want to know how we do that.
All right, Matt in Alexandria, you're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning. You know, it doesn't bother me with Trump. I mean, we've got Monica's boyfriend's wife out there abusing the women that said that Bill abused them. So, I mean, really, it shows how poorly this election season is. Trump is going to be Trump, and nobody expects it. As far as being conservative, we're going to have to hold our nose on this election.
So, Matt, let me ask you something. If Mike Huckabee, former Baptist preacher, man who ran on family values, Rick Santorum, you know, big family, Catholic guy, ran on family values, if they had been accused of this stuff, would that have been important to you? Would that have made a difference?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you're going to go out there and talk the game that you're this big family guy, and then you turn around and you cheat on your wife and destroy your home, then absolutely, that shows a very large lack of moral fiber. And I don't think Donald Trump's ever claimed to be the most moral guy when it comes to women around.
So Donald Trump gets a pass because he hasn't actually held up the ideal of a monogamous, faithful marriage as an ideal, because he hasn't actually suggested that that's something we should all strive for. He actually gets a pass. And people who suggest that we should have an ideal in our society, they have to suffer because they've sinned.
Absolutely.
Wow. Is that okay?
No, it's not okay. It sucks, but that's what we have.
That's the reality of the situation.
All right, Matt. Thank you for being so honest about it, by the way. I think it's an important thing that we need to reflect on.
All right. We'll take more of your calls in just a moment. It is now 6:22.
Boeing is proud to be a sponsor of National Military Appreciation Month, saluting all who serve and all who serve to protect our freedom.
How about that Ted Britt Automotive? My gosh, these guys are absolutely the best. The very best dealership in Northern Virginia, or the whole area, really. You know how I know that? Well, first of all, I've met them. It's a family-owned business for 57 years. And the fact that it's family-owned means that they're putting their name, their dad's name, on every single car that drives off their lot. And the fact that they've been in business for 57 years, well, that tells you. In the cutthroat business like selling cars and vehicles, if you're around for 57 years, you're doing something right. It means that you are creating loyal customers who keep coming back. And you're going to be one of them, especially with Ted Britt's Memorial Day sales event. It's going on right now. You got prices of up to $500 to $2,000 below competition on a wide selection of Chevy, Ford, and Lincoln models. These are the best deals in the area. They also have this great program called Ted Britt for Life. See, this is one of the reasons why people keep coming back. They guarantee your car is always taken care of. Every vehicle from Ted Britt comes standard with lifetime vehicle coverage on all new and pre-owned vehicles with less than 100,000 miles. Go check them out. Schedule your next service with them and visit one of their 9 great locations or online at tedbritt.com. Ted Britt, celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fengels, owner of New Look Home Design. Spring is the busiest time of year to be a roofing contractor. If we do not install a specific number of roofs, our business will suffer. It's kind of like rain for a farmer. No rain equals major problems. Well, I'm not going to let that happen. I have to make spring a success. So, you're going to benefit. If I lower the cost to you without lowering quality, that means we'll get more jobs. And more jobs mean a better spring. You're going to hire someone to replace your roof. Do not do it without calling us first. To ensure you're going to give us a chance to earn your business, I'm offering discounts on roofing of 50% off your entire job. Certain to beat our competitors' prices and get us the work we need this spring. Call 1-800-279-5300. Again, that's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Savings for you, busy spring for us.
Hey, DC, guess which airline added more nonstop flights than any other out of Reagan National last year? Okay, here's a hint. It's the only airline that doesn't try and stick you with hidden fees. Nothing? Here's another clue. Its colors are red, blue, and yellow, and it saves you tons of green. For more clues, go to southwest.com. More nonstops than ever, zero hidden fees. That's transparency.
Based on comparing schedules published as of 2/12/16 via DME for year-end 4/2015 to year-end 4/2016.
Hey, Maryland, want incredibly low prices on more than 400 styles of high-quality floors? Then see the flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators before Tuesday, and we'll cover the sales tax on everything in our stores. We've got incredibly low prices on beautiful hardwood, bamboo, laminate, vinyl, and more, starting at just 69 cents. Plus, the sales tax is on us, but only until Tuesday. When you want quality hardwood, trust the flooring experts and visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you. Valid in Maryland locations only, May 11th to May 17th, 2016.
625, now WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Jamie Witten is right there in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Larry, the good news, Virginia, is that one lane does get by this crash on Route 7. Eastbound Route 7, after you pass Colvin Run Road, before you get to Beulah, looks like the left lane of 2 getting by, but big delays, about a 2-mile backup beginning before you even get to Barron Cameron. So plan accordingly. It's going to take extra time. Route 7 eastbound, or take a different route. Toll Road, Greenway, no problems to report. And westbound Route 7, you're fine. If you're coming, say, from the toll road and going west on 7 without any delay, your travel lanes are open. 66, we were a bit bunched up here through Manassas, heading toward Centerville. Again, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, and then through Falls Church. 395 southbound, it's the road work in the Duke Street Landmark area. Stay to the left to get by. No delays. It's southbound, northbound with your travel lanes open. Here we go. Top side of the Maryland Beltway, 95, and around to George Avenue with a stop and go on the outer loop. Update brought to you by MyCleanPC.com. Now, if your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis in minutes. Activate MyCleanPC software. Clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Numbers stay down below normal, and we'll see some rain come back into the forecast as we cool down even further as we look ahead toward Tuesday. A few clouds around this morning, partly to mostly cloudy this afternoon, especially later, 67. Cloudy tonight, slight chance of a shower, 52. Periods of rain developing tomorrow, 58. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 45 degrees in the nation's capital, 627.
I remember a few moments ago, we had a caller who said that one of the women that was sort of in this New York Times story about Donald Trump and the way he treated women was going to be on Fox. Well, she just was. And here's what she had to say about how her words were taken out of context.
I went back out to the pool party and he made a comment. Now, that's a stunning Trump girl right there. I was actually flattered by. I didn't feel like it was a demeaning situation or comment at all. And that's what I told the Times. And they spun it completely differently.
Wow. Why did they do that?
Well, obviously, they feel like they need to do something to make him look bad or go along with their article.
And this woman was, at the time, was a 26-year-old model at a party. And Donald Trump apparently asked her to put on a bathing suit and come join the party. This went the pool party. And she did. And he apparently complimented her, and she was not offended by it. That's what she says.
There you go. That's not going to stop all the stories from coming. New York Times needs these stories.
Yeah, let's take John in Rockville. You're on with Brian and Larry.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good morning. What do you think?
Well, there is a difference between Donald Trump and Bill Clinton in this case. So let's assume that Donald Trump did what the New York Times said he did. And let's assume that he did everything that the liberals are claiming that, you know, he discredits women. Mm-hmm. But there is a big difference. Bill Clinton did it while he was in public office and used the public office as an abuse of power. Donald Trump, if you assume everything that they say is correct, only did it as a private citizen and has nothing to do with elected office.
I think that's a very important
point. All right.
Yeah. Thank you for that, John. We greatly appreciate it. 628 on WMAL.
Comcast Business knows how to take your business to the next level. That's why we introduced Comcast Business Wi-Fi Pro. With next-level speed, coverage, marketing, and control features. All designed to help your business run smoothly. But we didn't stop there. Instead, we took it even further. Which is why Comcast Business Wi-Fi Pro offers what AT&T's Wi-Fi small site doesn't. Professional installation, advanced security, and access to over 10 million hotspots nationwide. Looks like taking your business to the next level starts with ditching AT&T. Give your business an edge with Comcast Business Wi-Fi Pro. Call 800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business, built for business. Restrictions apply. Available with Comcast Business Deluxe 50 and above. Call Comcast Business for details.
Coming up on WMAL, do you think anything will change on Facebook after Zuckerberg meets with conservative pundits and conservative media leaders? He's going to meet with them, and we want to hear from you if you think it'll make any difference at all in how they aggregate news and whether they will continue censoring conservative stories. Your calls after the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 630. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Things just aren't getting any easier for the presumptive Republican presidential nominee.
Donald Trump wrapped up a week spent on the defensive here at his alma mater, the University of Pennsylvania, where he watched his youngest daughter, Tiffany, graduate. The presumptive GOP nominee's efforts to unite his party were clouded after audio released in the Washington Post questioned whether or not the billionaire had posed as his own spokesperson in 1991 in order to talk to reporters about his love life. While more and more Republicans are gathering behind Trump, not all are convinced. Some conservatives still looking for an independent candidate that might go up against Trump in November.
Correspondent Kristen Holmes reporting. The Washington Monument will remain closed this morning while crews continue to work on an elevator power supply problem that shut down the monument all weekend. The National Park Service says the elevator will be reopened as soon as the repairs are done. Late night weekend rides on Metro are coming to an end. Metro says the system will close at midnight every night starting May 29th. Up till now, the system's been open till 3 a.m. on Friday night and Saturday night. The earlier closures will help Metro launch that year-long maintenance plan that's meant to make the system safer and more reliable. ISIS is claiming responsibility for a deadly suicide attack on a gas plant near Baghdad.
According to Iraqi officials, at about 5 a.m. local time on Sunday, two suicide car bombers attacked this gas plant in the northern outskirts of Baghdad in Taji. And after these suicide bombers blew up, six militants made their way into this facility, clashing with security forces and guards for several hours before the attack was repelled.
Correspondent Germana Karaja. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,535, the NASDAQ at 47,18. Sports, the Nationals lose to Miami, the Orioles lose to the Tigers. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Come continue the celebration of Blues Alley's 50th year in Washington, D.C. May and June brings us the classic jazz artists, John Pizzarelli and Jane Monheit. May 19th through the 22nd, guitarist slash vocalist John Pizzarelli is back at Blues Alley.
Baby's good to me, you know, she's happy as can be, you know.
A true classic in the style of his idol, Nat King Cole, Pizzarelli harkens back to the times of the speakeasy.
When an irresistible force such as you meets an old immovable object.
Then Jane Monheit returns to the Alley June 2nd through the 5th, celebrating one of her idols, Ella Fitzgerald. That's John Pizzarelli and Jane Monheit, only at Blues Alley, specializing in Creole cuisine. For tickets, call 202-337-4141. That's 202-337-4141. Or for online ticketing, go to bluesalley.com.
If the very thought of going to the dentist's office leaves you paralyzed with fear, you're not alone. Many of my patients have come to me after years of avoiding the dentist. And the good news is they always leave with a smile. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan from McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and in as little as one anxiety-free visit, I can provide solutions to years' worth of dental problems. We offer general and cosmetic dentistry as well as teeth in a day. At McMillan Sedation Dentistry, you have options to ensure you're completely relaxed. Whether it's taking a small pill or having a board-certified anesthesiologist on hand, you'll rest comfortably throughout the entire procedure. No matter how many years or how many fears, it's time for you to smile easy. McMillan Sedation Dentistry welcomes Dr. Jamie LaViola to our team. Take that first step and call us today at 877-394-4511. 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Chris Plant here, and if you're as sick as I am of listening to the liberal media lie and distort the news to get their favorite candidates elected, I want you to help my friends at the Media Research Center expose them and hold them accountable. Go to tellthetruth2016.org right now and sign up to receive a free Don't Believe the Liberal Media bumper sticker. That website again is tellthetruth2016.org, and the bumper sticker is free. tellthetruth2016.org.
Hey, Maryland, want incredibly low prices on more than 400 styles of high-quality floors? Then see the flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators before Tuesday, and we'll cover the sales tax on everything in our stores. We've got incredibly low prices on beautiful hardwood, bamboo, laminate, vinyl, and more, starting at just 69 cents. Plus, the sales tax is on us, but only until Tuesday. When you want quality hardwood, trust the flooring experts and visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you. Valid in Maryland locations only, May 11th to May 17th, 2016.
Hurry into Dunkin' Donuts from 2 to 6 p.m. and get any medium hot or iced coffee for 99 cents. Dunkin' Coffee's always freshly brewed and always delicious. Grab one today. America runs on Dunkin'. Plus applicable tax, participation may vary, limited time offer.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 66. We have the stop and go. Everyone now coming out of Gainesville, heading in through Manassas, Centerville, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks. So just a lot of volume right now. Had a report of a stalled car after 234 business before you get into Centerville. But I'm looking at lanes like they're open right now. On Route 7, that has been a difficult morning. Eastbound Route 7 with big delays, but improving. We have the crash activity before you get to Beulah. Looks like they're still blocking the right lane of 2, but they are allowing traffic now to get by. But plan for extra time. Delays are beginning before Barron Cameron after the Reston Parkway. 193, if you're thinking taking that, heading eastbound, and taking the Georgetown Pike, that picks up a little bit of extra volume heading into Falls Church with some of that bailout traffic. No problems on the Beltway right now, Virginia or Maryland. Heading into town, DC 295, just as you come off of the BW Parkway, slowing to get past East Capitol Street. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Numbers stay down below normal, and we'll see some rain come back into the forecast as we cool down even further as we look ahead toward Tuesday. A few clouds around this morning, partly to mostly cloudy this afternoon, especially later, 67. Cloudy tonight, slight chance of a shower, 52. Periods of rain developing tomorrow, 58. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 39 in Centerville, 41 in Kensington, 45 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
637 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 705, legal analyst Joe DeGeneva. At 805, the former Virginia Secretary of Education on transgendered bathroom policies being fomented on America by the Obama administration. And then at 8:35, Channel 7 reporter Jennifer Donnellan. How secure is your Fitbit? And is your Fitbit sharing stuff with people that it shouldn't be sharing? She'll talk about that coming up at 8:35. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
And you remember the story from last week that Facebook is in some way utilizing their own personal, or employees there are using their own personal political biases in choosing what stories end up being in the trending box there. They're excluding conservative stories and promoting stories with a liberal or progressive slant to them just to sort of push their own agenda so that you're only seeing stories in the trending box that fit in the left's political view. Do you think that Mark Zuckerberg, who has now announced that he's going to meet with conservative media members, do you think that this he's going to change? Do you think he's denying it, by the way, which is the best thing, because, you know, how can he change anything if he's denying that it's even existing? But he's going to meet. He wants to have an open discussion with Glenn Beck over there at Blaze.com and his website and radio show. He's got Dana Perino, who is a former Bush spokesperson and now a host on Fox News. She's also going to be meeting with Arthur Brooks of American Enterprise Institute, CNN commentator S.E. Cupp, and Zake Moffitt, co-founder of a tech firm called Targeted Ignite. Moffitt, by the way, worked with Mitt Romney. He was Mitt Romney's digital director. Do you think this will make a difference? Do you think that he'll actually change their policy that he denies they even have? 888-630-WMAL. First of all, I don't think he's being truthful about the policy. I do believe that this occurred. I don't know why people would step forward and say that it happens. They've admitted that they have aggregators or curators that pick and choose which stories go up there. So somebody's judgment is being used there. But I have a problem with this panel of people who have been put forward, because I would hardly suggest that these people represent the far right, or for that matter, the typical conservative commentariat out there on the internet.
I agree.
The kind of stories that get aggregated specifically onto Facebook. Let's set Glenn Beck aside for a moment, because I don't want any criticism of him to be in any way misinterpreted as one radio show host going after another radio show host. So let's set Glenn Beck aside for a moment. I know a couple of these people, and if I were to have a meeting of somebody to represent the conservative blogosphere, I wouldn't put them out there. Here's what I would say if I were invited to this meeting, and by the way, I would like to be invited to this meeting. I would say, Mr. Zuckerberg, I would love to be at this meeting. Please let me know the names of the people who work for you, who are in charge of aggregating and curating news stories for Facebook's trending box. I want the names of the employees who are gun owners, who are pro-life, who consistently vote Republican, the people who are on your staff that advise you on issues like that, who are conservative. I want their names, and I would love for them to be at the meeting too.
And they'll be deathly silenced.
Yeah, and that is the problem. So I'm not encouraged. I don't think anything will change. And by the way, he doesn't have to change. It's his company. He can do whatever he wants with it. But don't lie to me and pretend that it's not happening.
Listen, I think it is entirely possible that Mark Zuckerberg gets up and reads this article in Gizmodo and goes, "What? Us? We're doing this? Well, I can't imagine that we're doing this." Because you know why? Mark Zuckerberg, and it's his right to do so, hires people who see the world just like Mark Zuckerberg does. And he can't imagine, when they all get together and have conversations about aggregating news, he can't imagine that anybody might even see the world differently than he does, because all the people surrounding him, all the yes men that surround him, see the world exactly as he does. And it is probably shocking that somebody would actually write that that this is going on, and he can't imagine that it would take place in his organization. I mean, after all, we wouldn't do that. But from his perspective, I think he's probably surprised by this. Secondly, I think it's right that somebody has raised these issues, and I think this idea of everybody getting together and having a conversation, well, he's trying to put this fire out, and it's a brushback, and conservatives should use this opportunity to brush him back a little bit and make him a more honest broker of news and information on his very powerful platform, and I hope that they do that. I agree with you, Larry. These are not the people I would have, with a possible exception of Dana Perino, these are not the people I would have chosen to go in there and make the case and to answer questions and to ask questions. This is what he's doing. Republicans will use it as an opportunity to brush him back. He'll probably change his policies. He'll probably bring on some conservatives, and it might get better for a while.
S.C. Cupp said, "I'm going in with an open mind and eagerness to learn more. Conservatives in Silicon Valley actually come down on the same side of many issues and share some common concerns. I'm sure we'll find plenty to talk about, and I'm honored to have been included." Sound like she's going to brush anybody back?
No, she's not.
There's no brushback happening here. It's all for show, and he doesn't intend to change anything. And no, by the way,
excuse me, we're the ones brushing him back.
Yeah. Oh, well, okay, but we're not in the meeting. That's my point. And here's the thing. He doesn't have to change. How long has ABC, NBC, and CBS, and CNN, and PBS, how long have they been called out on their political bias? And they still haven't changed. Even faced with a conservative-leaning news network, and I know they don't even like to be called conservative leaning, but faced with competition who's constantly and consistently trouncing them in the ratings, they still don't change the way they deliver the news.
They just don't see it.
Yeah. They don't think they need to. Fox News will continue to succeed until somebody comes up with the Fox News version of Facebook. Jeffrey Zuckerberg will not change what he's doing. And by the way, even then, he won't either. He's made his billions. Why should he?
It is 6:43 on WMAL.
The WMAL Spring Special lets Molly Maid do a thorough spring cleaning of your home at select Molly Maid locations. Contact Molly Maid in Fairfax, Loudoun, Stafford, Prince William, Fredericksburg, and Fauquier counties. WMAL.com/Molly Maid.
You know, May is National Military Appreciation Month, and my friends over at Thompson Creek Window Company, well, they are partnering with Homes for Our Troops to provide windows for the homes of our local heroes. Now, there's a lot of good about this company. Thompson Creek Window Company designs, builds, and installs their own windows. They're a local company. Each Thompson Creek window is custom-made in their local factory for our local climate. Thompson Creek windows reduce noise outside, improving the comfort of your home. They can lower your utility bills and increase the value of your home. And right now, Thompson Creek is offering 20% off every window, plus no money down, no interest, no payments for 18 months, third-party financing subjected to credit approval. However, when you deal with a company like Thompson Creek, you also get an added bonus. You are supporting a company that supports our local heroes. Listen, why don't you give them a call? 855-57-CREEK, and learn about this 20% off deal. No money down, no interest, no payments for 18 months. And also go to their website and look at that. They give you all the details there. That's thompsoncreek.com. Once again, that number is 855-57-CREEK.
If it's in your nature to seek adventure, the 2016 Discovery Sport was built for your pursuits. With available 5.2 seating, you'll take comfort in leaving your comfort zone. The journey begins when you visit your local D.C. area Land Rover retailer. Lease the 2016 Discovery Sport SE for $389 per month for 36 months with $34.95 plus taxes, title, and fees due at signing now through June 30th. Visit your local D.C. area Land Rover retailer or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover, above and beyond.
6:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway, keep alert here on near Route 5 Branch Avenue. Initial reports of a crash, inner loop near Route 5 Branch Avenue. It's just coming in. I'm not seeing any delays and I can't find any incidents in the traffic cameras, but again, that's where they're looking for the accident. Beyond that, that's where the delays begin. Before you get to St. Barnabas Road, heading toward the Wilson Bridge, if you continue 295 north, just have a little bit of that stop and go near the Naval Research Lab. Southbound 295 coming off of both 50 and the B-Dub. It's a pretty decent morning. It's just been about the volume. Fingers crossed, no incidents in the way. Been struggling in Virginia on Route 7, and the delays continue to grow after the Reston Parkway. That's where you're hitting the brakes. And that goes past Barron Cameron, almost up to Beulah. Scene of the crash still blocks the right lane of 2. So plan for extra time. And if you normally take 193 Georgetown Pike, plan for extra time as well. You have extra commuters looking for bailout traffic routes. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain's on the move. Cool morning. Rain doesn't get here, though, until tomorrow. Looks like we'll squeak out a dry day today. And the rain in the forecast will come in as we head through the daytime hours on Tuesday. Today's number, 67 degrees. Tonight, 52. Tomorrow, with the rain around, only 58. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 46 degrees in the nation's capital. It's 646.
I don't care if you're full.
A couple things you need to know about how your kids are reacting to the food you're feeding them. First of all, childhood obesity is just as much of a problem now as it was when Michelle Obama started feeding your kids cardboard at the public schools. It has not made a difference, even though some reports a couple of years ago suggested it might have. No, not so much. And there's a new report that now points out exactly from the National Cancer Institute why your kid might be suffering from any level of obesity. And it's not candy. It's not cakes.
Isn't that interesting?
It's not that stuff. They say that desserts and ice creams and cakes and candies are seen as a special treat once in a while. It's not a part of their regular diet, and therefore it's not candy that's doing it. No, it's mostly sugary drinks. 5 times more calories come from sugary drinks than from candy. And let's be clear on what these sugary drinks are, because everybody focuses on Coke and Mountain Dew and 7-Up and all that jazz, and I get it. But juice, apple juice, grape juice, multiple blended juices is a big part, are a big part of the sugar intake that your kid is getting. So that's something that you should
Listen to this. The data found that the children who ate the most chocolate and candy tended to be slimmer. In fact, the kids who reportedly consumed the highest amount of chocolate and candy, the odds of being overweight or obese were 18% lower.
Yep.
That's amazing.
If they're eating candy but drinking water with their meals, they're probably going to be better off, and that's actually probably a good thing.
Pretty interesting.
Meanwhile, one other thing that is very controversial is the whole gluten-free diet trend.
Yeah,
I'm
dealing with some of this.
You got that situation. Yeah. Well, a lot of parents do this. A lot of kids, and sadly, you know, I can tell you from my own personal experience that a lot of parents get sucked into this thought that in some way gluten is affecting their child's position on the autism spectrum. And I don't want to wade too deep into it because I know a lot of people swear by it and it almost becomes a religion. I can just tell you from my own personal experience that my child's autism has nothing to do with their diet. All right? Do kids behave differently based on what you feed them? Well, of course they do. But they're not going to be on the autism spectrum solely because they eat breads and pastas. All right. Setting that aside for a moment. It's now determined that if you are eating this, putting your kids on this gluten-free diet, unless they actually have a specific medical need to be on a gluten-free diet, it's actually probably not good for their health. Gluten-free diet is it's not got a lot of fiber in it usually, and that's not very good for their gastrointestinal health. You got to have some good fiber in your diet, and a lot of kids get fiber from whole breads, whole wheat breads, right, or whole grain breads. Gluten-free items like breads and cookies are to be found higher in fat and calories than gluten-containing cookies. Even though they don't have gluten, it doesn't mean that it's necessarily healthy for them.
Yeah, I have a family member that has a gluten sensitivity, and it has been diagnosed by a doctor. And the really good thing is that there's a lot of stuff out there now that wasn't out there just a short time ago. But I do think that a lot of people do it just because it sounds, well, I hear it's not good for you, so
right,
I'm going to do away with gluten.
Gluten is not bad for you.
I think gluten on its own is fine.
Yeah, unless you've got celiac disease or something very, very specific. And by the way, it's a very small percentage of people who have this genetic or medical resistance to gluten. In fact, they say it's 1% of adults, children, genetic and gluten combination leads to celiac disease. So that's only 1%. Beyond that, you should be having a good, healthy amount of this in balance, of course. And your kids certainly should as well. So you might want to relook at that and make sure that you just have a doctor looking at what your kid is doing, because they may be gluten-free, but they're not free of health problems. It's 6:51 on WMAL.
You always make me laugh, so I love tuning in.
105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
This is great stuff.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Let's clean those carpets, okay? Your carpets, they got trashed, all right? Let's just be honest about it. And, you know, the summer is coming up. You've got Father's Day celebrations. You've got graduation parties. Don't you want to be happy in your house? There's nothing better. There's no better feeling than sitting in a clean home, and you take pride in that. And using Zero Res to clean your carpets is going to give you the most sense of pride for sure. Zero Res, they clean my carpets. They leave them looking brand new again. They feel soft. They smell fresh because they don't use those chemicals that leave behind the residue, that pasty kind of feel that your carpets have. And what is that smell? It's not a clean smell. It smells like, you know, you work at Dow Chemical or something. No. You want to use Zero Res. They have this amazing empowered water system. It leaves behind no residue. The carpets stay cleaner longer. The traffic patterns and spots won't return. It's a beautiful process. And I've got Zero Res's best deal ever offered right now. This deal is forget about what a great job they do. The price is as if they don't do such an incredible job. That's what's amazing. Not only is it cheap, $39 a room, $39 a room to have your carpets pre-treated, cleaned, sanitized, and looking brand new again. That is an incredible deal. A huge savings. Minimum supply. Call Zero Res right now, 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221. Online at ZeroResDCMetro.com. Zero Res. Spell it backwards or forwards. It's spelled the same. Zerorez.
What comes before the first kiss or the first I love you? Well, the first date, of course, and every relationship starts with an introduction. That's where the first date specialists at It's Just Lunch come in. Here's how it works. You'll meet with your matchmaker. Mine was Kim, and she was awesome. You'll sit down, she'll get to know you, and find out exactly what you're looking for in a dating partner. Then, she'll hand-select quality matches from the It's Just Lunch exclusive membership base. She'll pre-screen those matches. She'll handle the logistics, even book the reservations. It's an absolute piece of cake. Why overcomplicate things with online dating services? Ditch your laptop for a tabletop. I can tell you firsthand, you'll meet some great people and you'll go on some quality dates. Busy people talk about how little time they have. Productive people make time for what's important. Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Call today. Be dating tomorrow.
6:53, let's check in with your money at the CNBC News Desk. It's Chuck Kamlick. Hey, Chuck.
Good morning. Stocks are coming off their third losing week in a row. That's the bad news. The good news, futures point to a higher open today. Yahoo stock will pop. CNBC has learned that Quicken Loans founder Dan Gilbert has made an offer to buy Yahoo. Billionaire Warren Buffett won't invest in the company, but he tells CNBC that he will help Gilbert get a quick loan to finance the deal if needed. Apple CEO Tim Cook on a charm offensive in China. Apple's had some challenges there lately, including a lost patent case, slower iPhone sales, and suspension of some online services. Verizon and its 39,000 striking workers will sit down to the bargaining table again tomorrow. The workers have been without a contract since August, and the two sides are stuck on health care, pension costs, and outsourcing. Amazon sets to roll out a new line of private label goods, but only to its Prime members. The Wall Street Journal says the new offerings will include everything from coffee to tea to diapers. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Need transportation information? Reach a Ride can help. If you need transportation assistance in D.C., suburban Maryland, or the Northern Virginia areas, check out reacharide.org. If you've ever felt unable to get to the grocery store, a doctor appointment, work, school, or just plain out of the house, this information service is for you with one click or one call. Reach a Ride's website and hotline database can provide information on services ranging from public transit, curb-to-curb service, to private taxi service, and tell you who can accommodate specialized needs, including wheelchairs, gurneys, and escorted travel. Get back out there with greater mobility and more choices than ever before. Visit reacharide.org today. That's reacharide.org. Or call toll-free 1-855-REACH-A-RIDE. That's 1-855-732-2427. Phone assistance is available Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. in English and Spanish. Reach-A-RIDE. Furnished by the Metropolitan Washington Council of Governments National Capital Region Transportation Planning Board.
6:55, now WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
271st, we start off just the volume, really, as you come southbound toward Route 80 Urbana, and then that stop and go down toward 109. A little bit sluggish in Rockville, but that has been incident-free. Same story with topside of the Beltway from 95 and around 2 Georgia Avenue. Very slow, but nothing along the way there. For University Boulevard, if you're trying to get out toward the Beltway, approaching East Franklin Avenue, this is the one exit before you get to the Beltway. Looks like we have accident activity there in front of the middle school, so do watch for police direction next time for sure. Route 7, Virginia eastbound, absolutely jammed, over a 2-mile backup here to the accident eastbound before you get to Beulah. The right lane of 2 remains blocked. A lot of bailout traffic over to the Georgetown Pike. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hey, anticipating a dry start to the new week with some clouds in with clear sky, partly to mostly cloudy through the day, up to 67 on a west breeze. Temperatures below normal by a few. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Thanks, Ray. Right now, we're looking at 46 degrees in the nation's capital. It's 6:56.
It's spring, and the weather can't decide what it's doing. Call Home Air Services for up to a $1,700 rebate on a new Linux system. Home Air Services can help keep your home comfortable. Call 301-984-0161 today. License number 9504.
Memorial Day is just around the corner, and if you've decided this is the year you're going to replace those old worn-out windows, I have great news for you. Hi, I'm Andrew Kanopic of Renewal by Anderson, and right now during our Memorial Day sale, save 20% off your entire project, including installation. With no money down, no interest, and no payments for one full year. Plus, for 2 weeks only, save an additional $200 off your entire project. That's right, an additional $200 in savings on top of our 20% discount. Call between now and Memorial Day to save 20% and pay no money down, no interest, and make no payments for one full year. Plus, take an additional $200 off your project during our Memorial Day sale. If this is the year you check windows off your list, there's no better time than now. Remember, these great savings end on Memorial Day. Call Renewal by Anderson today. Call 855-478-5640. That's 855-478-5640. Renewal by Anderson. The better way to a better window. Discount and financing with approved credit only. Minimum purchase required. 0% APR. Call for additional cost information.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
If you were ever looking for proof that President Obama relishes the divisions in America, his new transgender mandate should do it. Every public school in the nation that takes federal funding, which is just about all of them, will need to give access to locker rooms and bathrooms based on a student's identity, not their biological gender. Middle school is complicated enough for kids trying to figure out what's happening to their bodies. Now the United States government is telling schools and parents, you'll have one more thing to try to explain to your children, if they're mature enough to handle it or not. What about the privacy of the young girls or boys in the locker room who just quite aren't ready to expose themselves to someone of the physical opposite sex? Shouldn't we at least ask the question? What about the kid who already has issues about gym class locker room changing? Don't they have rights too? The full consequence to all children haven't been quite thought through. This isn't about tolerance. It's about a president in search of a legacy. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
What is it about buying a mattress that leaves you feeling violated? Is it the pushy salespeople, the fake President's Day sale, or the fact that you know you'll regret what you bought as you do the walk of shame out of the mattress store? I'm here to tell you, those days are over. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, co-founder of Helix Sleep, where you can buy a mattress online, customized for you, for hundreds of dollars instead of thousands. Go to helixsleep.com, answer a few simple questions, and we create your custom sleep profile to build you the most comfortable mattress you'll ever sleep on. Your mattress will arrive at your door in about a week, and shipping is 100% free. You have 100 nights to try it out, and if you don't love it, we'll pick it up for free and give you a 100% refund, no questions asked. It's like it never happened. If you do love your new Helix mattress, keep it and your dignity. That's why everyone from GQ Magazine to Forbes are all talking about Helix Sleep. Go to helixsleep.com/talk and get $50 off your order. That's helixsleep.com/talk.
Coming up on WMAO,
we'll be joined by legal analyst Joe DiGenova.
Yes, we will. And also, President Obama wants Election Day to be a federal holiday. Should people really get the day off because it's too hard to get to the polling place? And, of course, employers, you'll have to pay for that federal holiday. That's